Let's be honest. There's a lot people over 30 can learn from teenagers if we take the time to listen. For example, learning remotely isn't the same as being in a classroom with other teenagers. And high school isn't just about learning academics. It's also where we learn some things about ourselves. Teens talking about learning, in person and remotely. That's our story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from the Caregiver Support Initiative at SUNY Plattsburgh, working to increase support and services for caregivers of people with Alzheimer's. More at wehelpcaregivers.com.
Hey there, I'm Celia Clark. It's Tuesday, November 23rd. First up, the New York legislature's report on its investigation into former Governor Andrew Cuomo was made public on Monday. According to the Associated Press, the investigation concluded that Cuomo sexually harassed several women and ordered state employees to work on his book about his leadership in the pandemic. The former governor has previously said that state workers volunteered to help with his book and did so on their own time. Assembly Judiciary Committee member Phil Steck said it's illegal for a state legislator to do what the former governor did.
He was using his office all day for the purpose of writing a book. If I did that for my political campaign, I'd be indicted.
The investigation also found that senior officials in the Cuomo administration deliberately underreported the number of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. The report's conclusions align with those of an earlier attorney general's investigation. Cuomo has denied all allegations of wrongdoing. He resigned as governor in August. Last year, most students in the North Country were spending at least one day at home, behind a computer. For some, it was every day. So tens of thousands of kids had to make a big transition this fall back to in-person school. Education reporter Amy Feiereisel spoke with high schoolers in Elizabethtown about what that transition was like.
Caleb Albano is working on a periodic table assignment while we talk. We're in his chemistry class, full of high school juniors. It's a scene he's still getting used to, because Albano learned virtually all last year. He says the mornings were great.
Getting up in the morning was easy, because it was like, instead of getting on the bus, you know, you get up at like 8 and it felt great.
The rest of the day, not so much.
Because I was late, and I did not do what I was supposed to as a student.
I probed a little further, and it turns out that Caleb was on a laptop at the kitchen table, with his two younger brothers also learning remotely next to him. Oh, and a two-year-old toddler.
My other brothers all in a class at once. Yeah, noise was hectic.
He almost always muted himself during class. He says being back in school, surrounded by other students working on the same thing, is so much easier.
I feel like I'm learning a lot more than what I did on my own. But I mean, that makes sense because I'm in the building.
A lot of what Albano said was echoed by his classmates. They used the word lazy a lot. They blamed themselves for falling behind. Judah Rutz is also 15, and he actually campaigned to learn from home.
I just thought it would be fun at first. Like, it was given an option. I was like, I'll just take it, why not? But close to the end, I was like bored of it, sick of it.
Rutz never fell behind in his schoolwork, but says he felt isolated from his peers. He rarely saw friends. Being on the computer, it was hard to speak to other kids or the teacher in his classes.
I just felt like I couldn't think of full things on my own, like especially coming back, like it was pretty weird and difficult for me to like form my own ideas and stuff.
Educators will tell you that school is just as much about social development, learning to get along and make friends, as it is about academics. And students like Judah missed a whole year of that.
Well, I came back to school and I mean, people look different, obviously. Some people I haven't seen in like a year, but it was school again. It was fun. It was a good change, better.
Here at the Boquete Valley Mountain View campus, which hosts the middle and high school, Caleb and Judah were part of the 20% of kids who learned from home last year. But all the kids were learning virtually at least some of the time because of the school's virtual Wednesdays. A lot of schools across the region were on a 3 or 4 day in-person schedule. Alessia Caputo says it was hard to get into the flow of school with every Wednesday remote.
I think a lot of classes last year ended up falling behind because we had that day in the middle of the week, so we couldn't get through everything.
She says they were supposed to do work on their own, but that Wednesday felt more like a mini weekend. She says this year, the academic bar is a lot higher. Last year, teachers and students alike were just trying to get through it.
A lot of the stuff this year is more structured. And last year is kind of like whatever happens, happens, and whatever goes, goes. So it's kind of nice to have that organization back.
Everything's starting to be weird, though, because we're like getting back into tests.
That's Ilsa Kohler. She sits next to Caputo in chemistry.
We didn't have like anything that wasn't open notes last year, so that's kind of like a hard change.
Does it feel good to be sort of back on track?
I think so, yeah. I definitely prefer this to remote, even though I think there's more general work, but there's less like personal time management.
The time management piece, having to keep yourself to a schedule, that was the hardest part, said most students. One of the most honest and self-critical I spoke with was Brecken Smith.
It was like I was so bad last year to the point like I could have been held back if I didn't like pump out all of the assignments that I missed at the end of the year. That was absolutely terrifying.
You didn't want to be held back.
No, I don't want to be stuck in the in any other class than this one.
He was remote for most of last year and says he had a really hard time focusing at home and on the computer.
Being on a Chromebook itself can be a bit of a distraction when you have the internet at your fingertips, not to mention a TV and video games.
He returned to in-person school in March, partly because he was falling so far behind. That was hard too.
When I went back to in-person, the first day was a bit weird, and the second I actually had a panic attack. In this class, like, ask Miss Hooper about it. I literally had to, like, can I go down to the nurse? And I had to, like, they had to call my parents and just, like, it's okay, yada, yada, yada.
When I talk to these students, most make light of it all. But they will acknowledge everything about the last 2 years has been hard. Now they're retraining themselves to learn and socialize. But they say being in person is half the battle. In Elizabethtown, I'm Amy Feiereisel for North Country Public Radio.
Celia here. One more thing. I could use your help with a story I'm working on. This is my first winter in the North Country, and I'm interested to hear about how you stay connected with your community and stay active if you aren't really outdoorsy when it's cold and snowy. Email me, Celia, that's C-E-L-I-A, at ncpr.org. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can always get more news on our website, ncpr.org. Music today was by Zoe Knight of Potsdam and Christopher Watts of Canton. I'm Celia Clark, North Country Public Radio.